environment because you don't realize you're doing something that is off code. People jump up and act a fool because they recognize off code behavior, and they supposed to jump up and act a fool when they recognize off code behavior. Jameis Winston did that when he said, this guy lied to me. He couldn't go to Mickey Loomis. And I like asked y'all that then, why isn't he talking to Mickey? Mickey is the boss. Let him, let Mickey go and settle it with Dennis Allen, straighten that out so we don't have no issues. What happened? He went to the media. He went to the media and said, you know, he lied to me. That was going to start. Did Dennis Allen play Jameis for the rest of that year? He sure didn't. Jameis Winston sat there and watched Andy Dalton finish the season. And Jameis was back healthy. He was off the injury list. So where was Loomis at? You know where Loomis is at? With his goddamn dough clothes. He don't engage the players. He won't have a little fancy speech at the end of the year when your season is over with. Where was that at the start of the year, during the middle of the year? These people are detached, is what I'm trying to tell you. That kind of behavior will not be acceptable in a winning NFL when you have rooms and peoples and people and owners and all these other people that are thirsty to win. And we sitting up here like we calm and cool, like we got everything. These people running around here doing trades, they signing people, they doing all this kind of stuff because they serious about winning. Look at the goddamn Houston Texans. You heard about what the Texans did today? You heard about that? That's what people do when they serious about making something pop. You know what it looked like, don't you, family? They like to pretend that you don't know what you're talking about, that you're just a dumb fan. And we all know fans have no respect. They're not respected. We just like to take your money and pretend like we listen to you. But at the end of the day, we don't really listen to you. We don't care about what you're saying. Just give me your money and pay for this damn building so I can keep banking out. Yes, but I won't really listen to you, but I'll pretend I do. Yeah, that's how they treat fans. You know, so like I said, at the end of the day, you know what it looks like. You know what it's hitting for. You know when people are looking to make a change, to make something pop and do what they need to do to excel and get further than what they were. We know what it takes. You know what you need to do. You know, does this look like that? I'll leave that to you. You put it in the comment section. All I'm doing is throwing it out there. All right. So shout out to the fam. Bo says 11 supposed to be men. Just do your, you're right. Come on, man. Yeah. But this accountability thing, man. So like I said, we'll see. Brother JT, how you doing, sir? Shout out to you, Brother JT. Hope you and the family doing good. You forgot the word opposing. Yes, you posted, bro. Listen, if I'm wrong, tell me in the chat that I'm wrong, fam, for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm talking about off-code behavior. Off-code behavior. Off-code behavior kills your team. What is off-code behavior? Off-code behavior is when you treat another player better than another player. You give preferential treatment to a player versus another player, right? And we know that all players are made differently. You got guys that are stars of the team and you guys that are role players. But what is a team without its role players? Every team that has stars, stars show up at certain periods of time, but stars can't do their jobs unless the role players do their jobs. So in essence, you have a team, but the role players help get you to a point. The stars take over that moment of the game and you see improvements. You see stuff start to pop, right? You see stuff start to pop and move. So in the end, what I'm seeing, you need a complete team. You can't be preferential. You can't have off-code behavior when you show a car or something. And then you got this other guy acting up over here. He's a star too. Just a second, family. All right, so this is the thing. So sorry about that, fam. I had got a call. The fantastic thing about what is off-code behavior, recognizing what needs to be stopped and stopping it. Off-code behavior, I give you some examples of off-code behavior, and you tell me if you agree with me. Off-code behavior is when, at the end of the season, your team, right, asks you to do something for another teammate. We don't need to say any names because we know how this plays. the team's asked to do something noble just for a teammate, right? Coach says no. Team does it anyway. Off code behavior, right? That's number one. Off code, because it breaks with the coach. You're supposed to listen to the coach, regardless of how honorable the situation is. If the coach says no, you can't do it, right? Off code behavior. Two, coach sees what happens, goes to press and tells world that team didn't listen to him, throws them virtually under the bus, said I had nothing to do with it, and then apologizes to rival team. Off code behavior. See, two lefts don't make a right. What should have been happened, let me tell you how on code behavior supposed to have worked at that situation. The coach of the team should have never said what he said. He should have disciplined this team in private, and it should have been a team matter. It shouldn't have went beyond where it went. The only way we knew about it was because he told the world after the damn game. That's off code behavior. You cannot do that. If it's a matter that happened on the field, that was supposed to be held and done internally. That should have never made it to me or you. Now, maybe later on, at the, you know, when into the summer, you to hear about it and say, well, you know, you ran a play. It wouldn't matter that much, as in moment it did. Off code behavior. You can't do that. Telling somebody that they're going to play when they don't play, when you're not going to play them, even though there's an undiscussed or unhandshaked rule about if a guy's hurt, he can't lose his job due to injury. This is something that we've heard for years. So when guy comes back for a job and is told that he can't have job, even though he's ready, that's off code, because you are violating the principles of the unwritten rule that they all discuss and they all know. Off code behavior. You understand? So, and there's other examples through the season, but those are really big off code behaviors. Mickey Loomis, off code behavior. Setting up, trying to throw shade at people that support the team, telling you that you're not qualified, saying that this, that, and third. That's off code behavior. You cannot do that. You can't sit here and tell who's qualified to do something like you are in charge of the qualifications. Well, you're not qualified to do that. Well, how the hell do you know? Well, because I have all the qualifications. You have to buy the certificate from me. Then you're qualified. You're not issuing out qualifications, dude. So you can't say who is off code behavior. That's what I'm saying. This stuff operates. They call it rules and regulations. It's codification, fam. I'm big on code. I told y'all, and I've always said that if you don't have a code out here, you will die. I'm telling you the truth. You will die if you don't have a code. You and your family will die without a code. You cannot survive in a codified system without a code. People will take advantage of you. They'll run over you. This is how this world works. It's codification. And having a code keeps you focused. It keeps you centered. It gives you a mission. It gives you a starting point to an end point. It's a plan. It's a set of rules and behaviors that you're supposed to operate when presented with certain situations, that you're not going to beat the hell out of the guy because he insults you. You know how you're supposed to handle that. It's a code of life. It's a code to being successful in business. It's a code to being righteous. It's a code. It's a lot of codes out there. But at the end of the day, you got to have one that is beneficial if you're going to succeed in the codified world. Bottom line, I'm talking facts. So when I say off code behavior, that's the problem with the Saints, because off code behavior also leans into non-accountability. If you have an accountable team, then the code makes them, it holds them to everybody to that standard from Gale on down. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Accountability from the top, from the owner on down to the damn dinner, to the dude sweeping the floors. Everybody in there is a focused mission, focalized toward winning under a successful code. We lack in a lot of that because the guy that brung the code, he's not in the building no more. And when you brung a guy that knows some of his schematics, notice how things didn't look the same when the guy knew his plan and his schematics, but something was lacking. What was lacking? A lot of things was lacking. They didn't have the intangibles, the things that make it stick. The respect factor and accountability brings that. If you can keep everybody on the same line, and when guys screw up, they all pay regardless of who's making what money. That's how you get teams to win. That's how the best teams rise to the top and beat the rest. That's what it basically comes down to, because you can have all the talent in the world, but if these guys are off code and they beefing with each other, they don't believe in the head coach, you're not going nowhere. You're going to be by a team that probably is a little less talented than you, but they got a code where they playing harder. That's what it comes down to. So anyway, I hate to go on this long ass spill about that, but I'm telling you the God's honest truth, man. This is real life here. You know, so when we talk about Derek Carr, Clint Kubiak coming here has to understand that he seems like a serious guy insofar as his with his system. He was basically reared in it. That is something that is like a family business, what he's running there. Well, his father, Gary Kubiak, created that. So that's something that he knows like the back of his hand. He has to be able to make this guy, and I'm talking about Derek Carr, become accountable to his system. No more excuses. None of that. No coddling of protection of people that screwing up is allowed. And Mickey Loomis is just as off code as the rest of these people, because if Dennis Allen screws up and does something, he protects him. Well, that doesn't help. That's like we got some of our cop family members that listen to the show and law enforcement people that listen to the show. They like the sports column. They know, and I know, that if you, in this regardless, if this is the fire department or anything or any business in that matter, if you got a dirty bastard in there running around violating and breaking the rules and doing stuff he ain't got no business doing, or she ain't got no business doing, that puts a black eye on everybody. In the interest of protecting the overall dynamic, that person needs to be routed out and pushed out of there and held to accountability. We all know that. If you let that person stand there, that's like the rotten apple in the barrel. You know that old saying about the rotten apple, don't you? I don't have to repeat it. So in the end, I'm talking facts. Like in anything that deals with a bunch of people together, they got to have a centralized mission. What's the Saints' centralized mission? I'm just asking. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm just asking, what's the Saints' focalized mission? What are they attempting to do? You know? So anyway, listen, I'm gonna shut it down with that. Listen, I appreciate all you guys for chiming in. But listen, appreciate you. Jack says DA code. Look at your hand. Give your hand clap. Yes, indeed, man. That's Dennis Allen all the way, man. Dennis Allen code is simple. CYOA, cover your own, you know what. Yes. All right. So anyway, that was a good one there, Jack. That was a good one. All right. So anyway, with that being said, listen, I'm going to get out on this, man. I'm going to go check out the Pelicans. Listen, I appreciate y'all, man. Listen, y'all feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to hit the comment section and tell me if you believe in what Mike Mayock's saying. Do you believe that Carr has gone downhill? You guys feel in the chat. Let me know what time it is. Y'all put it in the comment section and let me know. Listen, I'm going to be out. I'm going to holler at y'all tomorrow on the next stream. I got some draft content that I've been working on I'm going to be heading at y'all real soon. So much love to the fam and who that to you.
Yeah. Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, and I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this, and
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah, probably like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that.
Lose or win, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma. This is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that at. Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma. This is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Daily.com. That's right, the Who That Daily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, and even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, Who That Daily.com is your site. The Who That Daily.com for the sport Who That in all of us.
Right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Too.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.